Zimbabwe, once among the most prosperous countries in Africa, now has an inflation rate running at 100,000%. Buying a loaf of bread costs millions of Zimbabwean dollars. And that's one of the reasons the country's president is facing the first serious challenge to staying in office since he took power nearly 30 years ago. Robert Mugabe is on the defensive against two strong challengers in tomorrow's presidential elections. There's the main opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, and then there's a former ally, a one-time honcho in the ruling party by the name of Simba Mokoni, who's turned against the president. We reached Zimbabwean journalist Peta Thornycroft in the capital city of Harare. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Zimbabwe's economy has collapsed. I mean, what does it mean to have inflation at 100,000%?
It's so mind-boggling. I happen to have in my bag 2 billion Zimbabwe dollars, which isn't very much. But for the average worker, that means they can't afford anything. I mean, 5 kilograms of the staple food maize meal, which in fact isn't available, but I found some on the black market this week, and I got it really cheap. 5 kilograms cost me $100 million. I bought it for a friend of mine who eats it every day. That'll last her and her 2 children about a week.
Well, that means shortages of food, water, not so many people working because unemployment is so high. What is the mood?
It's increasingly tense in the last couple of days. I've been out into a very deep rural area where there are no phones. There's never been electricity, and they're not sure whether or not they'll be able to cast their vote. But I noticed a tremendous sense that they do not want the present situation to continue. That is not to say that nobody supports Robert Mugabe, because they do. Many people in the rural areas have been brought up with the information from their parents that they owe their freedom to Robert Mugabe, who ended British colonialism in 1980.
As I've just said, this is an election that is really challenging Robert Mugabe. He's held on to power nearly 30 years, and he's fought off his main rival who's running in this election. But there is a change in the dynamics, which makes it less easy for him to prevail. Tell us about his other challenger.
Well, his main challenger until very recently is a former trade unionist called Morgan Tsvangirai. And he has stuck to his determination to deliver a changed Zimbabwe, a new Zimbabwe. And he has been able to campaign in the deep rural areas, which is Mr. Mugabe's stronghold. The second challenger only came into the political race on February 6th. Mr. Mokoni is from Mr. Mugabe's own party, from the ruling ZANU-PF party. Perhaps his most significant contribution is that he has reportedly divided the ruling ZANU-PF. There are those within the ruling party who believe that Mr. Mugabe, now 84 years old, has come to the end of his political life and should retire and allow a new generation to rebuild Zimbabwe.
Peta Thornycroft is a correspondent for Britain's Daily Telegraph, and she spoke to us from Harare. You can read more about Zimbabwe's economic slide and tomorrow's presidential election at npr.org.